for submissions to Ofqual on how best to assess pupils after the cancellation of this summer's GCSEs and A-levels. We won't know what's been decided for another few weeks, but the cancellation of exams might enable schools to look beyond just this year and find better ways of educating and assessing 16 and 18-year-olds. But how can you administer those assessments? How can you measure a pupil's thinking, their resilience, their teamworking ability? To discuss that, joining us now is Professor Joanne Baird, Director of the Department of Education at Oxford University and a member of Ofqual's Standards Advisory Group, which has been conducting the consultation. So the results of this are clearly going to be of enormous interest to parents and pupils. Do we know who the consultation's heard from, what kind of things Ofqual is having to take into account in its decision-making?
Good afternoon. Well, actually, it's the Department for Education and Ofqual who have jointly launched this consultation. And there's some very interesting proposals. There's some very tricky issues here for them to grapple with. Obviously, we all know what happened last summer. And the issues haven't gone away. In fact, this year there's been far more learning loss for pupils than we had last summer, because schools had only been closed since March then, whereas we've had great variability in the extent to which children have been able to engage with schooling across the entirety of this year. So the kind of proposals that they've been consulting on are things like launching exam papers so that teachers could actually use them across the country and then have some evidence basis on which to have a standardised judgment across schools about how well students can perform. There's also an idea in the proposals about having mini-exams or only assessing students on the curriculum that they've actually learned, which I think is quite problematical. And they're also looking at whether teachers should be using coursework and other work where they have evidence of students' performances. And very pleasingly, there's a proposal there too for an appeals system for students, which I think has all sorts of logistics problems. But those are the kinds of proposals that are being consulted on.
And how can schools and teachers hope to ensure that everything is done fairly and will reflect each pupil's genuine abilities when it's been so difficult for some and easier for others who may have better access to computers, for example, or even tutors?
I think that's absolutely right. This is the problem. So parents across the land are now very impressed with what teachers have been able to tackle over this year, and obviously they will be exhausted, and this is another set of responsibilities that are coming their way. There's no easy answer to this. It's not that the DfE or Ofqual or teachers themselves can produce a system, especially in this short timescale. Frankly, there should have been a decision last September that we shouldn't have been holding exams, and that would have given more opportunity to produce a more robust system.
But Professor Joanne Baird, I'm afraid we must leave it there. Thank you very much. This week,